The Ghana Coalition of NGOs in Health has asked government to strengthen central coordination points to effectively manage information on Ebola. This will help address distorted messages on the disease that end up in creating panic and fear. The National Board Chairman of the Coalition, Kenneth Wujangi, at a news conference in Accra, said the porous nature of the country's borders makes the country vulnerable to the disease. Joyce Jechi reports.
The total number of confirmed cases of Ebola in the four affected West African countries as of last month was 3,069, with 1,552 deaths. The countries are Guinea, Liberia, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone. Experts are predicting that six more countries may be affected after Senegal had a confirmed case. Considering the porous nature of the country's borders, the Ghana Coalition on NGOs in Health believes public education on Ebola should be intensified, even though Ghana has no record of infection of the disease. The chairman of the commission, Kenneth Wujangi, has a message for its members.
The coalition urges all its members across the country to continue with its public education by use of the many FM radio stations across the country and carrying out house-to-house education in several districts and communities. We must integrate health promotion strategies and activities on the disease as a cross-cutting issue in all our activities in the communities. The result of our collective action will avoid widespread tension, fear, and panic among the general public.
The coalition recommended the involvement of the private sector, traditional authorities, senior leaders, and religious organizations in contributing resources to the fight against Ebola. The national vice chairperson of the coalition, Cecilia Senu, said although committees have been formed by the Ghana Health Service as the country's preparedness against the disease, civil society and the private sector have been left out.
To disabuse people's mind about myth and misconception about Ebola, you can never work without CSO, private sector, different community groups. So we have actually engaged them to involve civil society. We don't know when. We have submitted a proposal. We are waiting for their feedback for training. Because before civil society can work effectively, we must also be equipped with correct, consistent information.
An issue of concern was traditional practices regarding the preparation of corpses for burial and ceremonies associated with it. A lot of education is needed in that respect to prevent any spread to the disease surfaces in the country. The coalition further asked for the efficient monitoring and use of Ebola fund. On cholera, the coalition of NGOs in Health is asking that food vendors around gutters and near refuse dump sites.
So it's just filed that.